1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The following bit is not podcast friendly. I repeat, the following bit. You won't hear the music on your podcast.
Yeah, it's time for Del Webber Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree. Hon, hon. Del Webber, married to a fat woman, loved the hell out of her. Now he got his show while she's at home, making it with his first cousin, ML. It's a drag.
All right. Is he beautiful? Well, that's Jason T-Bone, and he is my cousin, you know. And I'll tell you something else. My wife, I do love her, and she does weigh 300 pounds. But hell ain't going to keep me from going home to her, even though the unwrapped sandwiches of wax paper keep me awake all night. Lord have mercy. That's how I do to my old lady. That's right. I love my wife, but I want to kill her. I love my wife, but I want to kill her. I love my wife, but I want to kill her. I love my wife, but I want to kill her. Let's take a call now. Pastor William Rennick. Pastor Rennick, what I do about my marriage?
I want to tell you, I'm very, very much a fan of your program there. God bless you, playing all the music, the original blues, you know?
I believe in keeping it alive, you know. I just don't believe in keeping my wife alive.
You know, I'm very troubled by that. I'm very troubled by that, brother. Why do you want to kill your old lady? Yeah, she's a big, fat woman. And her eating all the ham sandwich there in bed and everything, that keep you awake, right?
Hell yeah.
But so why?
Because she's making it with my cousin. She's cheating on me.
Oh, well, you know the woman going to do that. A man do it, a woman going to do that. That don't really kick her out of bed. Just because she's got your grease monkey cousin all up in that room right now where you on that radio, right?
Are you trying to piss me off?
Wow, woo! Watch out, you're talking to a man of the cloth.
You're right about that. I'm Darryl Weber. Welcome to Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. Junior T-Bone is here. And Junior T-Bone, what's going on?
All right. I want to tell everybody, you got to go down to Mom. Now, Mom's set at late at night. She's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. You get some cherry pie, some peach pie. You get some sassafras pie. You can get rhubarb pie. You get...
What, bud?
I'm doing a bit, bud.
You gotta talk to Mr. Hall.
What?
You gotta talk to Mr. Hall.
He's calling up. He wants to talk to me. I'm in the middle of a bit.
I'm sorry.
Yes, David.
Okay, so what do we got now, Amos and Andy?
What do you mean?
This is Amos and Andy. It's this 2005. You got the Amos and Andy show.
I'm doing Darryl Weber, Funky Chip.
I heard the whole step and fetch it thing you're doing. All that yes and no, sir. Don't say here, say there. Don't say this, say that. You understand?
Are you crazy, man?
You're calling me crazy? You're on the radio right now trying to bring back a television program that the television museum took the tapes and burned. Burned them! They're dusting off the hot seats for me at the FCC, and you're rolling with Amos and Andy.
That ain't Amos and Andy. That's a cat playing the blues.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, my old lady's fat. She eats ham sandwiches. She's making it with my first cousin. You got another bit there. What was that? Who's that Junior T-Bone? What's that all about?
He's the cat who's the announcer.
Well, he's the announcer, huh? Hey, come on down. Get some chicken and collard greens. God almighty. You know what you're doing? Amos and freaking Andy is what you're doing. And it offends all of our black listeners. I'd like you to take calls from blacks.
What?
I said start taking some people that are black. Let's go.
David, what's the top?
You better start taking some black people. We got to start bringing them back down. The people you alienated, I want to get black callers. Let's go. Come on. Start churning it.
How am I going to? What do you want me to talk about?
How about this? Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I am a dyed-in-the-wool skinhead racist. What went wrong? Here's our number, 1-800-449-whatever-the-hell-your-number-is.
8686, and you know that isn't true.
What? That that's not your phone number?
No, that I'm a freaking racist.
Start getting some calls from blacks.
David, I...
You are the professional. We pay you a big... And I, by the way, don't think that I didn't hear that whole comment about if you don't know how to sell it, then why don't you go sell some toys? You're a very bitter young man, you know that?
Oh, come on. Taking a shot at the freaking technocrats. Big wow.
Get some black people on that phone line right now!
If you're black, would you please call and tell me what a freaking skinhead jackass I am? 1-800-449-8686. Here we go. Here is Jefferson. Hi, Jefferson.
Hi. You know, you're...
Is that Bud?
It's not working, Bud.
Get him off the phone and get some real people!
1-800-449-8686. Yes, sir. What's your name, Tom?
It is Tom, Phil. I'm really loving your program tonight, and I don't know what this man is yelling about.
Did you hear the whole step and fetch thing?
No, I didn't. I was just listening to a segment he was doing on how, I forget what it was, but, Amos, you remember what that was?
Yeah, I think.
All right, all of you guys get out of here.
You messing with me?
Anybody who is African-American, please call. 1-800-449-8686. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
What the hell's that?
He's talking in click.
Don't bug me!
Well, what do you want me to do?
Is that Bud doing click?
Yeah, he speaks Mandarin. Why not?
I'm giving you exactly 5 minutes to get your act together. Move it off of this step and fetch it Amos and Andy thing. Let's move it away from the whole Adolf Caesar kick, and let's start getting into the 21st century. I want upwardly mobile black humor. You understand?
Yeah, okay, man. I thought it was like upwardly mobile white humor?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do that. 1-800-449. Look at this. Our lines are all jammed up with people wanting to do black voices now. You know, this is the thing about my radio show. Because we do the show that we do, every amateur in the world wants to come on and do it. Hi, I'd like to talk to Phil. Yeah, thank you, man. Why don't you go call, I think Delilah's still on, man. She can help you. All right, 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Logan Benson coming up with what his grandpa thinks.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Yep. Margaret, go ahead.
Phil Frank wants to talk with you. He's on the phone with you, Frank.
Hello, young man.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm doing very good. I'm having a cutty. Turn that down, will you, please?
But I want to see the Barbara Walters.
I understand. How are you, young man?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I couldn't. You know what? I'm vertical, and that's about as all I can say for myself tonight. Will you turn that thing down, please? Convenient service hours. Where's the ice?
Jesus, H. It's in the bar. Give me the phone and go get your ice. Phil, how are you this evening?
I'm good.
Well, we watched a little bit of the webcast, and we're enjoying it a lot. Frank wants to talk to you, though. Here's some
leadership. Why don't you get into some slacks or something? I want to see that rear end. Young man, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you? What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to tell you that we've got a piece of him. We finally got a piece of him, and he'll be on Broadway starting, I think it's going to be, I don't know exactly when. When is the timetable on Julia Roberts? Okay. He's going to be in 3 Days of Rain.
Who is?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts is going to be in it.
Yeah. That's what he's, and my understanding is he's rehearsing right now. Will you turn that garbage down, please?
I like, this is funny. It's the tissue commercial.
Yeah. So,
who's going to be on Broadway?
Julia Roberts is going to be on Broadway. Jesus, H. Jesus wept on a stick. Hold on for a minute. Is this guy a retard?
What's wrong, Phil?
He's saying that Julia Roberts is going to be on Broadway.
Is something wrong with that?
He said he's going to be on Broadway.
It's the gender thing. What is wrong? I told you.
You're going to be on Broadway?
No, I'm not going to be on Broadway. Julia Roberts is.
All right, so when you say you've got a piece of her...
Yeah.
That means you have a piece of Julia Roberts.
That's correct. In I mean, I don't have a piece of him, literally, sexually. I've got a piece of his Broadway. We're helping produce it.
You're producing for Julia Roberts.
Why do you keep asking that question? Let me ask you something, Phil. Have you looked in the mirror lately?
What does that mean?
Have you looked in a mirror lately?
Yeah, I guess.
Does the face pan out at all? Do you pan?
Okay, look, I just, it's difficult for me to talk to you because I don't understand whether you're talking about Julia Roberts or some guy.
Julia Roberts or some guy? You think that I'm so old I don't know the difference between Julia Roberts and a man?
I don't know.
What am I doing? What am I talking about that would make you think that I think he happens to be a man?
Just by the fact that you called him he.
Who?
Julia Roberts. You just called Julia Roberts he.
Julia Roberts is everything a woman should be and more. He is the sexiest woman I've ever seen. And for you to think that I know the difference between Julia Roberts and a man when I know full well that he's a woman, boy, you are some kind of a sick, twisted bastard. And I'm sorry that I even called your program. And I talked to your screener, Harry. She was very polite. She was going to put me right through. And
Harry's a man.
Do you think? What is up with you, man?
Why do you call Harry her?
Talk to this idiot.
What's going on now?
No, it's nothing.
Is it the gender?
Yes.
Why don't you just live and let live?
Oh, look at that. I love this part here. This is where his pants come completely off. Come on, honey. Anyway, Phil, he's going to be on Broadway with us.
Who, Harry?
Who?
I'm sorry, I mean Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Harry, isn't she your screener?
Yeah, Harry's my screener. Mark Newman's my engineer.
Oh, I better.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. And
well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit because let me tell you, we're going to have a great director, Mantello. Do you know who she is?
Is it a woman?
It's a man. Oh. Oh. Now, anyway, she directed Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick in a revival of The Odd Couple. Now, they were in The Odd Couple. Do you remember when Jack Klugman and Tony Randall did it?
Yes, I remember both of them.
All right. Well, she's going to direct both of these women in the...
Will you hang up on this idiot before I begin to doubt who I am?
That's going to come back on you.
What?
Hanging up on Frank Gray.
Yeah, it sure will, man. I'm so freaking freaked out by that. Hanging up on Frank Gray. It's going to come back on me. Little Logan Benson is going to join us now. I think Logan has got... Is his grandfather with him?
I think so.
All right, Logan, let's get Logan on the line here and see if... I don't know what the hell happened to... Logan, are you with us? Logan, are you with us?
Hi. I wanted to tell you that my grandpa thinks...
I want to talk to your grandpa before you tell me what your grandpa thinks, Logan, okay?
My grandpa says that the IRA...
Hold on. I want to talk to your grandpa.
Ignore him.
My grandpa says...
Is that your grandpa?
Just ignore him.
My grandpa says that the IRA put down their guns because they finally all died from their livers rotting, the lousy drunks. And my grandpa says that if the space shuttle explodes again...
Uh-huh.
NASA would be smart to blame it on the Al-Qaeda. That way they could all keep their jobs. And my grandpa says...
Let me talk to your grandpa, honey.
Don't acknowledge that you even hear him.
My grandpa says that they should check the cellar drain if they want to find some of that missing girl's hair from Aruba. There's a whole head full of it down there. And my grandpa...
Oh, man.
My grandpa...
Just ignore him.
My grandpa says that the Brits wouldn't get bombed so much if they improved their dental hygiene. They all look like they eat swamp ass. And,
hang up.
Okay, Logan, honey, I want to...
And another Shirley Temple, please.
Logan, I want to talk to you.
Oh, hang up.
Logan, I don't want that kid on the air anymore unless he's going to respond to me like I'm alive, all right? I mean, I realize I may have some kind of a, I don't know, I may be at my ego, but when the kid is on, what do you mean, swamp ass? 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, by the way, I don't know whether or not anybody has this problem. I'm probably the only one. But I have at home, you know, we're technologically advanced to a point, but I don't know, does TiVo just turn right on in the middle of the day? It does. All right. I don't know what the kids were doing with the television set, but this morning I'm at the house. Now, nobody's there. My wife's out of town. The kids are all gone. And it's just me and the cat. Now, I get home from work. I don't go to bed right away, as most of us who work, you know, a later shift don't. I don't get to bed till probably 2 a.m. each and every night. That means by 6 a.m., I'm pretty much out to the world. Just 6 a.m. from 2 o'clock, you go to bed. At 6 o'clock, I am deep in unconsciousness. And all of a sudden, but one of the things about the way I sleep, it doesn't take a lot to wake me up. A phone ringing, alarm, so on and so forth. 6 o'clock from way, way downstairs where there's a TV set, I... What the hell is that? You know, now, my son, one of my sons has a tendency to leave the alarm set on his clock radio. So when the kids are gone, if they're out at camp or wherever the hell they are, all of a sudden it'll be like 8 a.m. and you'll hear, you know,
hi, yeah, this is Ryan Seacrest, and I'm Alan Kay, and everything's bitching.
You know, I can hear them just blasting through the house. You know, 8 o'clock. And, but this is not a radio. I'm hearing, da, 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 and then I'm hearing, yeah, really? Well, I didn't know that. All right. You know, this conversation, we're going, who the hell is that? Now, in my unconsciousness, as I'm beginning to drift out, I'm thinking, people are in the house. There's people in the house. But what the hell? Why would they be talking like that? They're mocking me. They know I'm upstairs, and they're going, yeah, well, I think so. And they're trying, they're, oh, geez. And then as I'm gradually coming out, I'm going, wait a minute. That's got to be my son's radio. And then I gradually come and I go, that isn't his radio. There's no radio show in the morning that sounds like Seabiscuit. Sounds like, you know, Seabiscuit, old boy, I hope you don't die. I don't know what that is, man. So I get out of bed and I go around and I hear it louder and it's coming from down there. And I go, wait a minute, one of the kids is home, and I just flip the TV on. But as nutty as my kids are, man, there's no way they're going to jack the TV on at 6 a.m. full blast. They know enough to maybe keep the volume down. I go down there, my freaking TV's just come on. And I don't know who is recording what or why, but the dangerous thing here, I don't know how to turn it off. I mean, I turned it off, but I know it's going to happen again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I guess I could turn the volume down, though, couldn't I? Yeah, okay. That's a good idea, yeah. Or unless it was something that I did, because last night I was looking for the guide on the remote, and I couldn't hit this thing for love or money, man. I'm finding the guide, and I'm hitting every stinking button. I'm sure I probably hit a button that said, record food channel now, you know. I probably hit a button there that said all of the Martha Stewart retrospective. So I get home tonight, who knows? 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight is our second webcast, and we've done two. And so if you missed a lot of it, if you're tuning in later, you can certainly get it on demand. All you have to do is go to our website at www.philhendryshow.com. So if you don't have a backstage pass, you can still see the webcast, but you got to get a backstage pass to see the webcast. Now, we have had a very interesting time from people saying, you know, the Windows media sucks. Real Player looks good. I don't know how it's looking out there. But if you're watching a webcast right now, particularly if you're watching a webcast from somewhere far away, remember we had that guy call from, I believe it was Italy. You can give us a call right now at 1-800-449-8686. Not that you got to be calling from Italy. We just want to get an idea as to how things are looking, how you're enjoying the show tonight, so on and so forth. We actually got complaints. My webmaster said that people wanted to hear me screening the calls. They wanted to see me screening the calls. So we stopped with the Herb Sewell shtick, and we had the audio on here in the studio, and people could hear me. Although I was much more polite tonight screening those calls, so I don't know if it was all that much fun for you guys. I was there screening it very politely. You didn't hear me hanging up on the dumbasses that were calling, did you? I was, thank you very much, sir. And I'd hung up on them about 30 seconds before. All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's our number if you're watching a webcast tonight. You know, call us. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, we were talking, I don't know, we see, we have a caller from Milwaukee. We're going to talk to him in a minute and some other folks. And Mark says to me, Mark saw the city of Milwaukee. He said, have you ever had the Beast? He says, did you ever drink the Beast? I said, what is that? He says, Milwaukee's Best. Milwaukee's Best? 99 cents a sixer? The Beast. Now, I remember back in the day, 99 cent sixers of old Milwaukee. And that was the fallback position, man. When you were broke, that was your fallback. Old Milwaukee. Thank God for the Winn-Dixie on Colonial Drive in Orlando, Florida, and the big stacks of old Milwaukee at 99 cents a sixer. Because that was the difference between whether you were going to have a good Sunday afternoon watching football, or what were you going to do? What are we talking about? Like, go to your... Hey, we go to my dad's house and probably, you know, have some, steal some of his liquor. All right, our number here on a Phil Hendry Show webcast night, 1-800-449-8686. And let's go to a phone call here of folks that are watching the webcast tonight and, you know, see how things are looking this evening. It's our second one. This is Tekla?
Yeah, Tekla.
Hey, how you doing, Tekla?
Hey, not bad. We're watching
that
here.
What is that short for?
Dude, that's nothing. That's my name, Tekla. I know it's a freaking mouthful.
It's short for dickhead.
What do you mean it's short for dick? Get out of
here. Get out of here. Dude, I remember the Milwaukee's Best. I was drinking that 14.
Hey, baby, you got to watch your language on this here radio show. Look at that. We got Tekla on the line, and she let out with the S-bomb. And I smacked you, bud, huh?
Yeah. It hurt.
Sorry, man. You know what? Please, if you are a female under the age of 18 and you've busted into your dad's liquor cabinet, please refrain from calling our broadcast this evening. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Phil, hey, how you doing, brother?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. You're in Milwaukee, huh?
I certainly am.
Yep, the Beast.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Love to hear your show.
Yeah, it would be nice if we were on in Milwaukee. Are you watching us, or...
Yeah, I'm watching the webcast. I got you on XM Radio. And
oh.
You know.
Yeah, it would be nice to be on in the Milwaukee market, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, we're all conservatives here, so, you know, we'll never get you.
Probably not. I may have to go to another company for that to happen. I'm kidding around to all of the Clear Channel people that are listening. So are you watching on Windows, Real Player? What's happening?
I'm watching on Windows, and it's perfect.
Beautiful. Oh, it is. All right.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 seconds behind.
Well, we got a complaint and more than one complaint from people saying it's freezing up there on Windows. But if it's looking cool, then that's
cool.
All that's important.
Man. Suck.
What's up with Milwaukee tonight, man? What's happening?
Oh, not too much. That's why I'm at home.
I was there with the Dolphins once in 94. I flew up for a Green Bay Packer game. They don't play in Milwaukee anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, I went up there.
Since we got the new stadium. We're too good for them.
You got the new baseball stadium, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Milwaukee's kind of cool, man. I walked down to the lake, you know, people were like flying kites and stuff, and then I went to this place, I had a couple of brews, and there's some guys getting super rowdy, you know, and they're getting really hammered on big pitchers of beer, and all I hear is this one dude sitting at the table next to me goes, they must be down from Titletown. Meaning Green Bay, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. They're down from Titletown.
We suck here.
All right, buddy.
Packers suck.
Yeah, well, they do. All right, thanks very much, Phil.
No problem. Take care.
Packers suck since they fired my friend Jeff Jagosinski, but the good news is Jeff's down with the Atlanta Falcons, and, oh, excuse me, did they go to the playoffs last year? Yes! Also, Jeff was a coach in the Pro Bowl, bought himself a brand-new GTO with his playoff money. He's all that, and Mike Sherman's ass, too. Plus, I find now that Jags is going to be on the side. No, yeah, he's on the sideline this year. And he said, you come down and watch a football game, man. You can be on the sideline. And I said, I'm there. And so they're kicking ass. He loves working for Jim Mora Jr. He says, Jim Mora Jr. is a guy that doesn't have an ego. In other words, if you're a hot coach and you've got some ideas and you're really, you know, making some moves, he wants to hear from you, man. He wants to hear what your ideas are, as opposed to, let's say, you know, a few coaches we can mention, Mike Sherman. 1-800-449-8686. Freddie, hello. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. You're in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, hey, Phil. What's going on, man? Hey, I just wanted to let you know, buddy. They canceled you a while back, and it really sucks, but you're still going strong here with, like, some true fans, which is me.
That's beautiful.
I got a couple of buddies here with Sixers, and we're laughing our ass off.
Out of sight. I'm glad that you're there.
What sucks is they removed you because you became too political or whatever right after 9/11. And I even called the station manager. You know who they put on in front instead of you was Reagan. My God, I got.
Yeah, I got too political, so let's put Mike Reagan on. What is that about?
No, but he is. Who cares? I mean, he puts people to sleep. He's. But anyways.
Well, look, you know, if it was too political, why would they put a cat on who's a dyed-in-the-wool political guy?
I have no idea, but.
I think you got some bad information there, man.
You're not here, but you are here on you know, the internet. I listen to you every morning when I work out. You start my day. It's great. I love you.
Are you really
keep it going, man? You're going to keep it once a month alive?
Yeah, no, we're going to do it every couple. Yeah, maybe once a month.
That is sweet.
Are you? You're not related to Chris Norton?
No.
All right. Well, you said you're working out. All right.
That was a compliment.
I said the S word. I had to dump myself. I just let out with an S.
Yes.
Dig that. All right. Freddie, thanks, brother. I appreciate
all of my
fine folk there in El Paso, Tejas, and it's a beautiful thing. Thanks. And anyway, I don't know what that means, but one of the cool things is like we're on in some markets, then we're off, and then we're back on, we're off. But we always have people calling us from those places, like Philly, man. We still got people. Anybody in Philly tonight? I mean, I don't know whether I could know that they're in Philly, but I get email from people in Philadelphia. I get email from places where we're not even on yet, like New York City proper. I get email from places where, you know, we were on very briefly, like way back in 2000, we were on in St. Louis for like a cup of coffee. Oh, still St. Louis folks, Kansas City folks, Dallas folks. There's some people that I won't acknowledge. Dallas is one of them. Sorry, but, you know, San Diego's another. Nothing wrong with San Diego that, you know, anthrax couldn't cure. Oh, I'm joking around. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll take a break, come back to some more phone calls right after this.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
That's our number. We're taking some phone calls from people tonight watching the webcast. Very quickly, what do you got, bud? Yeah, David?
Is the doctor there?
What doctor?
Well, Dr. Pratt's supposed to see there.
Oh, here he is. Yes, sir?
Yes, Bill. I have to examine you.
He needs to examine you.
What for, if you don't mind me asking?
As far as I know, Phil, he needs to examine. Look, we want to find out whether or not I want you to. You know what, Phil? I don't know what bit this is.
Okay, goodbye. I can't find any copy here tonight, like I can any night. Here's Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing tonight?
Very fine, thank you.
I am calling for your second webcast from sunny Tampa, Florida.
Nice town.
And I wanted to give you the real update, which is looking really great.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it started a little bit bright, but yeah. I want to tell you that it looks like you're starting to diet or something because you're looking really good.
Oh, thank you, baby. You know, thank you so very deeply.
The diet's really working.
The diet's working. Well, good. It may be the shirt I'm wearing. You know, puke green is very slimming.
Yeah.
Oh, this cat's calling from India? I'm going to get my brother on here from India in a moment. As a matter of fact, Lindsay, you want to hear this? You stay with me, all right?
Okay.
Let's talk to Ram or Ram.
Yeah. Hi, Phil. How are you?
How you doing, man? You're in Bangalore, India?
Yes, sir, I am.
Now, you were on our website. Your picture was on our homepage for a while. Ram, you took that. Say hello to Lindsay. She's in Tampa, Florida.
Hi.
Hello, ma'am.
How are you doing?
Isn't he a polite guy?
Yes.
You called her ma'am, Ram. That's very nice. Hey, Ram, is it Ram or is it Ram or is it...
Well, you can call whatever you want, you know, Ram, whatever.
Oh.
I keep thinking of that bit that Peter Sellers did in the party, Ram, holy Ram. Anyway, now, you were at an wild elephant rescue park or something. You sent a picture to us?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay. Now, I'll just conduct two interviews, you about elephants in India and you, Lindsay, about you and I. Now, tell me, Lindsay, and then I'm going to talk to you, Ram, because I want to talk to you, dude. By the way, what's your full name? What's your full name, man?
Ramachandran Soundarapandi Subramanian.
Thank you. You are a winner on Name That Tune. All right, thanks. Hey. Lindsay.
Yes.
Babe. So I'm looking svelte, huh?
Oh, you're looking good. I was wondering where your favorite hat was tonight because.
Oh, my Silver Strand beach hat.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't wear that tonight.
Yeah, we're getting a little reflective glare there, Phil. So I thought maybe you could bring your favorite hat.
Ball jokes, you know.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't stand up.
What do you mean I shouldn't stand up?
Well, she thinks you look slim. The minute you stand up, Your whole gut will hang over.
Boy, am I going to beat someone's ass. Lindsay, thanks very much. Yes. Are you on our wall of female chicks?
I am not. I'm a little bit bashful in that sense.
Yeah, that's cool. Not a problem.
But at any rate, I'm loving the show as usual.
Thank you very much.
And the lighting's looking great, and I hope you have another webcam.
We will soon. We'll get another cam, and I'll get the hat so that my head isn't reflecting.
No, I'm sorry.
Brother.
All right. I'm sorry, and I hope that you'll email us all soon, because I think you're falling behind.
Yeah, I'm way back on it. Thanks for calling.
Anyway, thanks so much, Phil. We love you out here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ram. Brother?
Yes, sir.
So what time of day is it there in Bangalore, India, man?
It's 18 minutes past 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Saturday morning.
Oh, God, thank God. When you said Sunday morning, I'm thinking, like, you must be calling from Mars. It can't
no,
be.
No, I work India night shifts.
Yeah?
So, you know, I'm kind of drowsy when I wake up. I apologize for the slip-up.
Not a problem. So now, where do you work? You're working the night shift in India.
Yes. I work for an American company called Affiliated can I say the name?
Yes, go right ahead.
I work for a company called Atheist.
Atheist?
Which is based in Dallas.
Okay, good. What do they do? What do they do?
Well, I'm a database administrator myself. I'm kind of a mainframe geek, so to speak.
Out of sight. And you know, being online as you are internationally, I guess you become conversant with all kinds of idioms, don't you? You know, in other words, you sort of become conversant with American slang. And what you just using the word geek there sounds kind of cool coming from this Indian cat that's way over on the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, sir, I used to live in the U.S. for about 6 years.
Oh, okay. Out of sight. Great. Now, yeah. Where is Bangalore so that we know, so we can stick a pin in our map?
Bangalore is, you know where the tsunami happened?
Hold on for a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on. Ram, you there? Hold on for a minute. Yeah, David.
Okay.
What do you mean, bang who?
It ain't bang who. It's the place where he lives.
No, I heard you say Bangalore or...
I did not say that. Tell him the name of your town, Ram, will you?
My hometown or...
Yeah, where you're... Where this, Bangalore.
You just said it again.
I didn't say that.
Hey, wait a minute. Ram or Ram or whatever. This is David G. Hall.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, are you paying for this call, or what's going on with this?
Yeah, of course I'm paying for this call, but it's over.
Is he calling on...
He's calling from India.
You better get down on your knees and pray to Shiva that he's paying for that...
What's with the Shiva crack, because he's from India?
You got it.
Get out of here! I'm sorry, Ram. The cat thought that Bangalore sounded like... Well, you heard it. All right, man. It's really great to hear from you. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, sir, before I go,
yes.
I used to be a big Steve Bozell fan, but now I've converted to Herb Sewell because he's getting freakier by the day.
Word up. All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you later, man. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. The dude, that's far out. His cat. I just love the way the cat said that, you know. Very good, man.
Getting freakier by the day.
Yes, he is. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't know what kind of show we had, and I had fun doing the show, but I do know one thing that I think we've immortalized at least one phrase tonight, and that would be Spank Bank. And I'd like to thank Steve Bozell for that very much. Thank you, Steve, wherever you are.
You're welcome.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Allison. Hello, Allison.
Hey, Phil. Hey, I've been listening to you. I just had to give this out because your screener didn't believe I was 19. But I started listening to you when I was about 14 in San Diego on KGB.
KGB. Really? Yeah. They kept us on there for like 3 months and then.
That kind of sucked. But I would listen to you when I got to drum lessons. But hey, I have
Did you call our show one night and drum? No.
Yeah, well, I would go listen to your show, and then I'd go play, and then I'd listen to the rest of it, and I'd go home.
Far out. But I had a girl call one night who was a drummer, and I made her drum for a solid hour for a free CD or something. I forget. You weren't her.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't have a free CD of yours. No, but I wanted to let you know, dude, they put you in on the front page of the lifestyle page on the newspaper out here. I think it's Press Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. I remember when the guy came out and interviewed us. Cool.
Yeah, it was really cool because, you know, it's really a conservative newspaper and, you know, I think you're far from conservative and it was really cool because I got a picture of you now on my wall.
Out of sight. Well, how come we don't get a picture of you for our wall of female listeners? That's what we need. You have my picture.
I'll do that.
You have my picture. All you got to do is take a picture of yourself with that picture of me.
Okay.
That's very cool.
Okay.
All right, I thank you very much for listening tonight. Were you in Temecula?
Yeah, we were getting you on KFI, and they moved you on KOGO or some kind of, like, stupid sports radio, 500 or something.
Extra Sports.
Yeah, there you go. They got you on some sports radio.
So what are you listening to us on?
Sports radio.
Oh, KLAC?
Yeah.
Oh, far out. Okay, well, at least you're picking it up in Temecula. Because I hear these people saying, well, that KLAC signal, I can't get that any more than two blocks away from any place. She's in freaking Temecula, man.
Yeah, I get it in Temecula. Well, actually, right now I'm in Paris, but yeah, I get it wherever I'm at out here. It's really great.
Paris, France?
But, yeah, you rock, man, just so you know.
Parlez-vous français?
No, yo hablo español.
Word up to your mom.
Oh, yeah, my mom's pretty chill.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you too, man.
See you later, Allison.
Later, bye-bye. Dude.
There's Allison tonight on The Phil Hendry Show. Well, that's all the time we have. And, Margaret, I'm sorry, I don't have time for Frank.
Frank just wants to say one thing.
Well, you are the stupidest son of a gun because you don't know that when you were talking to that young lady...
Allison?
Yeah, him. You are...
Get out of here with your gender confusion. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes for our webcast this evening. And if you missed it, if you're just tuning in late, you can log on to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and get it on demand. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.